we have to strip down the conditioning, which is a lot of what I spoke about in the first book, the conditioning by society, parents, and past experiences. We need to break down that conditioning to move away from the ego, which is what the transpersonal does, move beyond the ego to a place where we realize we're connected to something greater, and then identify the divine spark within us and express that. And ultimately, what is really, really important, though, is we have a duty to do that. It's not that, you know, I speak to some of the young kids that are deprived in tough areas and stuff, and I tell them, you know, you're not here by chance. You know, there's a specific reason why you're here. Like, the chances and the statistics of all the people that had to meet for you to actually be here are so phenomenal that there's no way it could be by chance. And as a result of that, you have an authentic self within you, which is an individual expression of the divine creator. And basically, your purpose is to express that in this life. So don't shy back. Don't let people tell you, oh, you can't do this or you can't do that. You have a duty to everybody else as part of this divine plan to express that individuality, that authenticity, so that the greater of the whole plan actually works and comes through.